Vikings Fan Club Podcast.
Hello and welcome to a bonus bulletin edition of the UK and Ireland Minnesota Vikings Fan Club Podcast. I'm your impromptu host, co-president and show producer, Mr. Reese Field, and I'm here today just to talk about a couple of signings in free agency that won't appear on the podcast. So you won't hear about the trifecta of linebackers, and you definitely won't hear about Kirk Cousins in this bulletin. We all woke up to the news this morning that Sam Darnold had signed a $10 million one-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings. And some people were panicking. But the most important thing to remember here is it's a one-year deal. Sam Darnold is not being signed as the future. That's coming in the draft. What is going to come from this Sam Darnold year? Really could be any one of three things. Best case scenario for Sam Darnold is he has a Geno Smith resurgence, a one-year deal, and he plays the full season. That, given Sam Darnold's history, you know, if you look at his last 17 games, he's won 8. He's a 500 quarterback coming from the Super Bowl runners-up. He was the backup. He won the competition to be the backup. He beat Trey Lance, a guy that the 49ers had traded up for so impressively, for him just to fail so magnificently. But that 8 wins out of the last 17 that I've just mentioned, remember, that's come one game at the 49ers. Then you look at his previous two teams, the Jets and the Panthers. Two complete shambles of organizations whilst he was there. Adam Gase was terrible. And I don't even remember the name of the Panthers head coach. He was that bad. He was the one who insisted upon never trading for red zone offense, according to Teddy Bridgewater. So that tells you all about the systems that he's come from. He's now going to a competent quarterback coach and a competent head coach. And that's why, you know, you can have a bit of optimism. But in that best case scenario where he plays the full season, you're sitting a rookie quarterback behind, and that is going to be a guy who can mature. Brock Purdy is a young quarterback who played alongside Sam Darnold. He's got experience, and with the recent acquisition of Josh McCown, there's, you know, even more reason to be excited about a rookie quarterback. Second option, Darnold doesn't really take off. It's more of like what Jared Goff was to the Rams in his rookie year, and he beats out Case Keenum, or in this case, Sam Darnold, is beaten out by our new rookie quarterback in the middle of the season. That's, again, not a bad thing. The rookie's had a few weeks to bed into the NFL system, and whilst it might be a baptism of fire, it's half a season to look at what this guy can do at the top level. The third, and, you know, I reckon most unlikely, is that the rookie beats out Sam Darnold in training camp. Now, if the rookie beats out Sam Darnold in training camp, don't be alarmed. That means that we've got a good rookie. I think a lot of us would prefer to sit a rookie for a year, but this is the NFL. You could have a Tyrod Taylor situation. One slip needle, there you go. Your new quarterback is starting, and you're going to have to ride with it. Of course, Sam Darnold is not bought in to win you a championship, but it is still a competitive rebuild, and that's why we had the second free agent signing of today. And that was Mr. Aaron Jones. Not long after we finished yesterday's podcast recording, Aaron Jones was released. And then later today, he was signed by the Vikings. A one-year, $7 million deal. That is the sort of deal you expect for a competitive rebuild team. He's not about to take up a huge amount of your salary cap space. But what he is going to do is give you a recognized professional figure in the backfield, which is young and inexperienced. Ty Chandler, he showed flashes, but he's not been an RB1 since, what, college? So you can't expect him to tote the rock the way that Dalvin Cook used to or Adrian Peterson. The Aaron Jones deal, of course, has a lot of upside. If you go and say 1 year, $7 million for a guy who was, you know, phenomenal closing out the year, he has 5 yards of carry across his career. He led the league in yards gained above expected. You know, that's a really impressive stat, especially for a team that struggled to block for the run last year. That's what you need. We don't know what's happening on the offensive line at the time of recording this podcast. Maybe Dalton Risner comes back. And he wasn't a very good run blocker. Exceptional pass blocker, but not a good run blocker. So a player like Aaron Jones is going to absolutely bring you what you need as a running game. So there you have it. Quick bulletin there, but plenty to be excited about. Sam Darnold, he's not your future. Don't panic. That's coming from the draft. Aaron Jones, that's proof that Kwesi meant what he said when he said competitive rebuild. Lots to be excited about, Vikings fans. And until you hear from us next time, I will just say goodbye, gentlemen.